Welcome back to part four. This is part four of Less Conversation, More Action, Please. So I talked about the big picture yesterday. I talked about doing it for yourself, and I talked about doing it, making it happen, and doing it, making it. What about you? What about your happiness? And that's what I want to talk about today, your happiness. I talked about your big picture, and you need to worry about your big picture, but you also need to worry about your happiness, because if you're not happy, if you're just constantly on the defense, oh my God, I'm going to call this person, and what nonsense are they going to spew at me? Oh my God, what are they going to ask of me? What do they want from me? Why do I have to put myself in that situation? Exactly, why do you have to put yourself in that situation? Why do you have to worry if your secret's going to get found out? Why do you have to worry if your significant other's going to find out that you have children by other women? You know, you put yourself there. Understand that. Live with that. Own up to it. Own your facts. Own your truth. And be happy. It's nobody else's business what you do. I get that. It's nobody else's business. And I'm happy because, again, that's enough. I'm tired of it. Yet people still want to come in. People will gravitate towards you, especially if they see you've got a little something extra that they lack. I get that. Understand that it's still your happiness you have to deal with. You don't have to make everybody else happy. Are you happy? Are you happy? If other people see that your stuff is broken, but are you happy? Because if you're happy the way you are, then you're fine. Everything's good. Everything's great. Nobody else has to worry about that. I don't worry about it. It's not my problem. You've got your issues. I definitely have my issues. I have my problems. I have my concerns. But I'm worried about me. I'm worried about me. That doesn't mean I'm not worried about my spouse or my kids. No, I worry about them all the time. I worry about my family. I worry about my friends. I worry about everybody. But it doesn't consume me. It does not consume me. And because it doesn't consume me, it does not make me unempathetic, lacking compassion, lacking empathy. No. So what does it say about your priorities? Get your priorities in order. That's it. That's when you do that. When you sit down and you list off all your priorities and you figure out, hey, this is what I need to worry about. This is the stuff I need to focus on. This is the stuff I need to be doing to be happy. That's it. You got it made. You're set. You're good to go. You have got it made. So again, work on your happiness. Work on your priorities. Be happy. And the rest, that's it. Because you know what? Your happiness matters most.